So we said we're going to do this Gemara on the bottom, on the top of Vavam and Atbeis and the Taisis. Basically, all the Gemaras are very similar. The Gemara has a Tzad HaShavah in the Mishnah. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the Tzad HaShavah, the Mishnah, coming for? Oh, and it's got it. All right, what is the Mishnah coming for? What do we need a Tzad HaShavah? So the Gemara, there are different days. Most people say there's no machlokes. I think everyone says that, as far as I say, there's no machlokes. There's just different opinions saying different possibilities. And they're all pretty much similar to Tzad HaShavah. So you have basically a case of a boar, which is not a normal boar. So the first case was that this Keach HaChemurabo. Second case is it's what?
Mice of Gormula, or not
Mice of Gormula. Then you have it's not Tzvatzas and Nezek, and you have that it's not, it's Perishus. You know, all these different cases, but they're all very, very similar. That they're quasi boars, or they're boars, but there's something missing in the boar, and you need a Tzad HaShavah to mechayev you. Okay, so let's now we just skip to the last case, just because the last case looked, you know, I saw in a sefer, I don't remember which sefer I saw this. I think it was in the Eben HaMelech. That there's a day, or maybe it's in the not the Eben HaMelech, it was in the what was the name of that sefer? Derech B'Kudayach. It's from the he says here that, you know, there's a mitzvah that are called Tara Kula. This is great for Chafetz Chaim people, but the Eben, if you can't do Kol Tara Kula, you do the beginning and the end, you're Yaitzi. So he says with mitzvahs, you do the first mitzvah and the last mitzvah, you know, writing a sefer Torah, you know, the Eved, he has a cheshbon, you're supposed to do all the Taryak mitzvahs. So everyone has a shayla, it's not humanly possible to do all the Taryak mitzvahs. So they have all different eitzes, how you can do all the Taryak mitzvahs. So he says with the Eved, you do the first mitzvah, you do the last mitzvah. Okay, so we skipped to the last case at that shot.
Maybe that's just a lumdis. There's no way to do the first and the last, because what's the beginning and what's the end?
No, you skip the middle.
Liyatsur, you could. No, Liyatsur, you could. I mean, it might just be a Liyatsur, though.
Well, okay, but we did that here. So we're skipping to the end. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ravina Amar Lasuya Yodatanan. It's coming to teach you that it's a Mishnah. Basically, because apparently you're an Inus. You weren't expecting it to fall. So Tavis is Medayik, that means in Nasu Osman before it fell, not after it fell. The Naflu, Tokasman Vezico, Naflu, Tokasman Vezico, Potter. The Hakar's man is Chayiv. Okay. So Hechidami. So that's the case. So that needs a Tzad HaShavah. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a Tzad HaShavah? Idafkere ben Rav ben Shmuel no board. I should have board that Zeko Motsu Shmiras go down. So it's funny. The Gemara didn't mention Shchiras Asiyas and Nesek. I mean, apparently Mara doesn't know that, but like beforehand there was a Dara Pasha, so I don't know what the Haminir is. Maestro brought the Ezeko Motze Shmiras Aleho. Hani Nami Ezeko Motze Shmiras Aleho. The Mara says, Eidin Ava Hapkesh, more than we're coming to Shmiras Aleho, Hani Aboard. Okay, so basically, a very not such a hard Gemara. Pashtas, you have a wall or a tree. You planted it the heter. When you made it, it was a solid wall. It was not Tchilas Asiyas and Nezek. It was made to stand for 20 years. Good solid wall. Then basically eventually, either because of time or something happened, the wall deteriorated and the tree got diseased or something, and now it's falling down. So you were a poshea, you didn't take it down. So you're chayev al bor, but that's not called chinas asiyos nezek, because your maisa was planting the tree and building the wall, and that was not, there was no pshia in that. Enemai, your maisa was that you didn't take it, the pshia was that you didn't take it away. But that's not called chinas asiyos nezek.
What's the definition of asiya?
Asiya is make, the word means making.
No, no, but what is the conceptual definition, we say as opposed,
I don't know. What are you trying to argue?
And why can't, in theory, when the basin tells you that the wall is about to fall, it's like it's from that point on, it's like a new different entity.
I know that's what you are arguing, but I wanted to know, what is your agenda? Are you trying to ask a question, or you're not
asking a question,
you're just trying to, you know, well, there's two different agendas you can have.
I don't have an agenda yet.
Okay, so I'm telling you what your two agendas could be. You could either be asking a question that I can't understand why the Gemara and the Maskana says this is not called Tzkidas Asiyos HaNezek. I don't know, that doesn't sound like such a strong question, but okay. Or your agenda could be that you're trying to say that really we had a kasha, what was the Gemara's Havamina? See, then the Gemara and the Havamina knew that Bor needs Tzkidas Asiyos HaNezek, but they thought this is also Tzkidas Asiyos HaNezek. That would be okay, but it's just not mashma on the lashon of the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't say in the Havamina that this is Tzkidas Asiyos HaNezek. The Gemara says that it's Hezek O Motzoi. So I don't know. All right, that's.
Yeah, sorry. Pashtos without any tosos, Rashi or anything. We're talking about over here, when did the damage happen?
Pashtos shot, it's like all the other cases, the Hezek happened after it was stationary.
After it was stationary, then it should be a Tchilas Asiyos on the Nezek. Once it fell, like Rashi said on Gimel Amud Beis, you know, when Avno Sakinu Masano Sheinicho, Sheinicho and Bishus Arabim, yeah, that once it was placed in the Bishus Arabim, that was a Tchilas Asiyos on the Nezek.
Right, but here, there you placed it, but here you didn't place it.
What about by Avno
Sakinu? You're not obligated. The reason why you're obligated because you built it.
Yeah, but so then it's a different point, but it's not, it should not be a Tchilas Asiyos HaNezek issue. It should be a Korach HaAcher or anything else. But a Tchilas Asiyos, when that was placed down, that was a Tchilas Asiyos HaNezek.
Okay, but it's, I don't know, but it's also, it's not a Tchilas, what does Rashi say? Rashi says,
we don't care about that. If we're talking about a damage that happened after it fell, yeah, then when it was a wall, that was not the issue. That's not what we're discussing. We're discussing after it fell, just like an Avno Sakinu Maso that you place in the Rishus HaRabim. We're not discussing when the Evan became an Evan, the Sakin became a Sakin.
I don't know. It's Pashup Shah with Rashi's saying, though. Rashi's saying that since it's when you built the wall, now, there's your chiyuv comes from when you built it. If you want to build it, there'd be no chiyuv on you. So the asiyaso is when you built it.
No, I would think that the chiyuv is when it fell, and if it fell after, you know, the time that you were given expired, then when it fell, then that is what, you know, is what you're chayav for.
I don't know. Let's say, for example, the Gemara says Ida Afkirino, right? What if you were Afkirino before it fell? So
you
still be Chayev, I'm pretty sure, I assume so. It's not only if Afkirino after it fell. So
if you're Afkirino, then it falls down a year later, you're still Chayev? Like you
I can't hear, sorry.
If you move to Medina Tayam and a year later, your Hefker wall falls down, you're still Chayev?
Yeah, because you're a Poshea. But the
why Poshea? Is, you've always been a stand for 20 years.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. So if you have an open Poshea, maybe you're not, I don't know. But the Poshea is not, Poshea Poshea is that you're a market before it fell. So it's not Poshea, it's your mom and you have a Chiev to take it away. The Chiev is because you built it. You built it, that's what makes your Chiev. So since you built it, so you can't go ahead and excuse yourself because you mafker it. You can't makes no difference. You built it. So it's not called Chinas Asiyas and an Ezek. The Mechayev is coming as if Lu Yitzur, we didn't need the fact that you built it. In other words, you're saying it's because you're a Mammon, so the fact that you built it is irrelevant. So then I hear you say that, why should you say, you know, there's, let me just say, oh, because for the sake of the everybody. The Gemara says that this is not Tchilas Asiyas and Nezek. Rashi says, because when you built it, it wasn't Tchilas Asiyas and Nezek. So the guys are asking that, who cares what happens when you built it? Because they're assuming that the Sivas and Mechayim starts, you know, when you built it, it was a good wall. There was no Pshia, no nothing. You had a healthy wall. There was nothing there. There was no Sivas and Mechayim. The Sivas and Mechayim starts when the wall falls down or is about to fall down, and you let it fall and you don't clean it up. So so at that point there was Asiyas and Nezek. So I'm saying, especially if you're Afkirinu, maybe if you're a low Afkirinu, I don't know, but if you're Afkirinu, so the theoretically, if I built a wall, it's a healthy wall, and I'm after it, and 10 months later it gets weak and it falls down, I'm not chayav for that. It's all, I don't think, I don't know, it's I don't know, maybe it would be, I don't know, I take it back. Take that back.
Why can't you just answer that question by saying that if you go by the beginning stage of when it's dangerous, then everything could be considered tchilas asiyas lo nezek. As soon as your animal leaves your control, now it's tchilas asiyas lo nezek, because now it's a dangerous thing that walking around.
What I'm saying is that if the chiyuv is only, you know, after it fell and someone, you know, bumps into it, that means that it became a boar after it fell. So tchilas asiyas lo boar, the same like Rashi says before, the tchilas asiyas lo boar, then it's tchilas asiyas lo nezek.
Okay, so what I think what I'm answering is that since you wouldn't be chayiv for that, you know, if Lu Yitzur, you didn't build it, Lu Yitzur, it somehow it got built by itself. You know, the Aruch Shein and Mitzuya went ahead and took your bricks and built the wall. I don't know, and then you're mafkir it. I don't know if you're chayiv, because the mechayev here is because you built the wall. Since you're a mafkirit, so it's not your bricks, so it's not your mamon. So why are you mechayev? You're mechayev because you made it. So how did you make it? You made this boar by putting up the wall in the first place. That's how you made the boar. Yeah, in order to chayev as boar, you have to make the boar. So a normal boar, you dig the boar. So that's how you make it. You put the rock on the roof. So how did you dig this boar? So you dug it when you built the wall. So at that point of time, which is part of the Sivas HaMechayev, if Lu Yitzur, you didn't build the wall, if the wall got built by itself, I assume you wouldn't be chayev. So you need the building of the wall to mechayev you. And that building of the wall was not Tchilas Asiyas and an Ezek. Okay, I think that sounds okay. Let's see Rashi. Nosnu Lozman. They gave you, so it says that if they gave you time to take it down and you didn't listen, and then it does Hezek, you're Chayim. So Rashi says, who gave you this man? That'd be Bezdin.
I know. Who else besides your basin could be do that?
No, it's just your neighbors. People well, talk.
Have you ever heard of like your neighbors have the halakhic authority to like
okay, give you listen, okay. So I know, okay, but you would think that somehow that people tell you that you know you're fine, you know, they gave you your next door neighbor came knocking on your door and he tells you, you know, your wall is gonna fall down. And he gave you a heads up, and he gave you enough time to be aware. So you would have a Hava Mina without Rashi that Listen, you knew it was going to fall. You were warned, and you had enough time to take care of it. So you're a poshaya. But it's Rashi is a chiddush. It's only a bezin kain you, not stam. The fact that you know, people told you the your next door neighbor who's a mumche or some architect, a mumche in walls, comes knocking on your door. You know, I was walking down the street and I saw your wall, and I just want to let you know that your wall is crumbling and it's a menace to society, and you should quickly get rid of it within 24 hours because it's bound to fall in 24 hours. So then in that case, you'd be potter. That is a chiddush. Okay, so then the Mara says, Maisha, why do I need a tzara shava? It's pashit. Because Maisha, borshkin, is eko motzi. So the Gemara's havina was that it's pashit because it says eko motzi. Shederech, shenoiflim sham behemis. Because it's normal for animals to fall there. I do not know if there's a reason why Rashi uses the word behemis. I don't know, because smash mouth, we know, because the boar is chayiv on the hezek of people also. So I don't know. The eco, Rashi smash mouth on a person, it's not normal. People are smarter. They wouldn't fall into a boar.
Maybe they walk around the stones. If you see a bunch of rubble in the road, you walk around those, no?
Right. So I'm saying a person, Rashi sounds like he's saying it's only a zeko motzi for a behemoth. So that's a pashas mashmos, because the behemoths are not so smart. We said before, the rego is zeko motzi, but oh boy. We said before that boar is not a zeko motzi. And here we're saying that boar is a zeko motzi. This is not empirically, it's not a question. The boar is eko motzi, avayna motzi kol gach, ki rego. Shkol shoyim is alecha. So there's degrees. Rego is more as eko motzi, and boar is as eko motzi. And okay, so there are different levels. And then there's probably some things that are even less as eko motzi than boar. Okay, so Rashi says, tchilas binyan hakaiso binitias inam ohoyan nesek. Right, so that's, now that we're having our discussion, it's very good what that Rashi is saying, because if not for that Rashi, Sandy would have definitely learned that it means when the wall fell down, that because that's when you thought the criteria starts. So you would have probably read the Gemara that when the wall fell down, it wasn't Asiyos and Nesek. I know you would have read it, but so Rashi is telling you not like that. That it's the tchila of the building of the wall. Okay, so we have a relatively simple one. Maybe I read it too fast. I apologize. So, but just let's just say it outside. We have the Mishnah says you need a tzara shavet. Gemara's question is where do we need a tzara shavet? So they have a case, if you own the wall or a kaiso or a tree and it fell down, and you knew it was going to fall down, you were given a warning, and you didn't clean it up. So you're chayiv. So that chayiv is learned from a tzara shavet, because you can't learn from boar straight, because it's not chidas asiyos and anazik. Therefore, you have to learn also from a tzara shavet from shore. Obviously, from shore alone, you can't learn. It says, because shekein darko leila kula hazik. Shore has the Nine of Darko Leda Lahazik. This is not Darko Leda Kulahazik, which seemingly means you're talking about the Hezek done after it landed. And if the Hezek would be done only, if we're only talking about the Hezek when it's moving, then it would be Darko Leda Kulahazik, I think.
That's a very short halicha.
Okay.
What was that?
That the Chayyim, when the Gemara says that you can't learn out from shore alone, you need a tzara shavet. So it says the reason why you need a tzara shavet is because you can't learn out from shore alone, because not a shore, shekein darko leda for the hazik. Now, if this is talking about where the hezek occurred while it's moving, so this is not a This is also dark later for the hazik.
Would Rebbe say like a pendulum is dark later for the hazik? It's swinging in the exact same place back and forth. That's dark later for the hazik.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. If it's normal for people to walk in, into that area and to get hurt, so that's dark or later for the hazik. It moves. It does hazik through moving. Okay. And that's the Gemara. Okay, so let's read this Tysis. It's a difficult Tysis. I know, so, but it's an interesting Tysis. So the ban of Tysis on Vava Menahot. So Tysis says, Tysis, the question is, what was mentioned before, are we talking about the hezek occurred after it fell or while it's falling? So Lechara, we're definitely talking about the hezek that occurred after it fell, because that's a regular boar. But the question, are we also talking about before it fell? So that's while it's falling. So let's see, Titus. Hainu boar. Lechara near it. The marriage shaziko kaisav ina b'shas nefila gufa. So Titus says, not like what I thought, pashtus, that we're talking about fakir, that the hezek happens while it falls. Hafido alchim it dominate a boar, right? So the chayra, the hezek is happening while it falls. That sounds like an aish, right? That sounds like aish. The definition. What is the difference between an aish and a boar? Superficially, boar is stationary, and you come to that to the boar. And age, the hezek comes to you. So if this is the case where the coast of Eden fell and there was someone standing underneath it, you have a tree in a very busy area in New York, and a wall, and it crumbled, and it's a normal thing for people to be standing under that wall, and it hit the people on the head. So I would have thought that's age. So Tyson says, no. That's what the Gemara says. Hainu Bor is talking about that case. Very, very big chiddush.
Rabbi, is there a koyach acher there?
There is no koyach acher. No koyach.
Doesn't Rashi say in Chafez that Eish Meila Halachas is the Lachas Lume Rachuk?
Okay.
So something which inherently cannot, has a fixed, like very fixed like radius where it could actually go. It has zero capacity to actually fly away anywhere.
Sure, well, I don't know if I agree with your, that's true. I don't think that's true. I don't think so. I don't think, yeah, obviously, yeah, I think from the Lushen, but I don't know if that's true. I doubt it. It happens to be that in the case probably over there is you need it for Rachel, because that's what happened. But
honestly, Kinema Solo Chora Ayde Ruach Mitzia does have a fixed pool.
Right.
Not necessarily. You can have multiple forces interact. Someone could come along and kick
another way.
Ruach Mitzia. Ruach Mitzia.
They move it only a certain amount. I agree with that, Shamir. In other words, if it's a normal amount to do a hezek, in other words, you probably need by the fire that it can go from Rachik, because otherwise it doesn't do a hezek. Because fire doesn't do a hezek 2 feet away from where you make the fire. But something that's going to make a hezek 2 feet away, because there are people standing under the wall, it's the middle of Times Square, and there's people walking there all the time, and if it's going to fall, it's going to hit someone on the head. That's probably, I doubt if it makes any difference. Anyway, but let's see the Tyvus. So Tyvus wants to say, says a very, very, very big chiddush, that this wall that fell down is considered a boar. It's considered a boar, even if the hezek happened while it's moving. Which, as I would have thought, that that's aish. So let's see. He's going to talk about it, Isis. But let's see. The chayrinira, the marriage shaziko kaisavina b'shas nefila. It sounds like he's saying that's the only case, type of thought. Hafinuokim it dominate a board, and we're still comparing the board. What's his raya? Me did al kamar haka iba hadi de kaazi kamaski, I know age. Because the Gemara doesn't say, like it said in the previous Gemaras, In the first Gemara, it went through that step. And here it doesn't say that step. So it's Masha because it's not true. Oh, Diba Hezek Lachar Nefina Mairi. If we're talking about the Hezek afterwards, Amai Pater Shade. Why does it say that if they didn't give you that you're Pater Shade? I assume that means in the case where you didn't have notice. In other words, it says in the Mishnah, Thus it is man lakuts. Tochas man is equal potter. Ma'agas man chayim. So why are you potter to shanim tochas man? Hadal kimish enough on me yad. How you know it's outcome? Granted, there's a notice. You have notice. But once it falls, that's your notice. The moment it falls, you don't need notice. You only need notice before it fell, because you don't know it's going to fall, whatever. But the moment it fell, Taivis seems to feel, then it's your achrayas. So even if Bezin don't tell you, it's self understood. It's your achrayas. It's your property on the floor. So you're responsible for it. So in miyada, it's all good. So Taivis is assuming, I made a mistake. I said wrong. Taivis is assuming that this whole din is only when it's moving. If after it fell, then the din would be different. Because after it fell, you'd be chayiv, even if you didn't have notice. If you're going to tell me, you're going to argue my last question, and you're going to say that no. That we're talking about after Nefila. And even after Nefila, you're only chayiv if you were given notice. So then the Lashon is wrong, because it should have said, Nosin Osman, it's nice. So therefore, Tavis has three rayas that the case is that we're talking about while it's moving. So what does this have to do with a boar? The boar is not hayach hamazik, and this is hayach hamazik. So Teretz is yeshon alamne the boar. The other bezik today shochet hamazikim b'boar shein hayach hamazik and hamazik mebekaimo. So he said it's a kavah chaymer. So you can learn it out from a boar, but it's a boar plus, right? So, Chayra, I mean, I don't know what Taisus' question was and what was Taisus' answer. Taisus' question is, the boar is not Hayach HaMazik, and this is Hayach HaMazik. Taisus is better than a boar, and therefore it's a Kaval Chaymer. Now, what Taisus in his question didn't know that it's better than a boar. Right. Pashup Shah, Taivis' question is, Taivis knows it's better than a boar, but Taivis' problem is, at least I would have thought the problem is, but it's more diamond to Aish than to boar. And that Taivis doesn't answer. So that doesn't seem to be the Taivis' problem. Right. Taivis seems to have had a problem. Taivis doesn't seem, at least at this point, to be asking the question that it's more diamond to Aish than to boar. Taivis is instead asking the question that it's not, you can't learn from boar. Boar is not hayach umazik.
We're talking about a case of Efkarino?
What? We're going on the case of the Gemara. The Gemara said it's Efkarino.
Right.
So we're going on the case of Efkarino. And Taivis says, it says in the Gemara, the Chiyuv is boar. The Taivis says the case is that the Hezek occurred while it was moving. So Taivis asks Akasha, the Hezek occurred while it was moving. How can you call it a boar? Boar ain't hodech l'mazik, ain't hodech l'mazikim. His answer is, because it's adif. So, I mean, it sounds like what in his Hamin, he didn't know that it's Adif. He thought that Hanech Umazik is a Chumra and a Kula.
Is it Shaykh to be Aish if it's Afkarinu?
Aish is always Afkarinu, Pashtus.
Pashtus
Shad. Pashtus Shad.
Aish definitely holds that way later.
Aish is not your, you're not your fire. You don't hold the fire. You make a fire, it's like you dig a bore. You don't own it. That's, you know, whatever, right. Rashi made it some funny sheet.
Tosos says the parish leader, even if you're Mopsa, you're still going to be Chai Bisham Amono.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, the Gemara didn't learn it out me call the Homer. The Gemara just said it's Hainu Bor. So, like, that's Hainu Bor. Bor is that step that off of Bor as opposed to a call the Homer from Bor. That would.
So Tavis, but that doesn't sound like that's what Tavis is being mechadish. Right? You're saying that Tavis always knew that you can learn out from Bor. Tavis just didn't like the lotion.
Not just he's not even switching on that issue though. He's saying that even though it's not Bor, it's not Halukhu Mazik, he's saying, but it's Adif Mi Bor, and therefore that's still it's still within the parsha of Bor.
Yeah, but I have the Bor in Halukhu Mazik. So what's his problem?
The problem is that that's not the Av of Bor. Av of Bor is that you have this pit and something as opposed to.
He knows that it's Adif Mi Bor, but his problem is that once it's Adif Mi Bor, so you go into a different category.
I wouldn't say that he knows that it's Adif Mi Bor. I presume that he would say that you need a Kal V'Chomer. The Hainu Bor is something where where something gets hurt through it, but it's not damaging. Something gets hurt through the Bor, but it's not damaging. Now, again, that might be a little shred of Bekiyas, but putting aside the Bekiyas for a moment, if we say like the Bor beats out Atzmo is a so Ace is not a Takola, you know, meaning that it's not really. You didn't hurt yourself on this. This thing hurt you. It might be a call of Homer, but it's so, it's not Oso Dover.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Even a Bor Misgalgal is talking about that the Bor moves and it hurts while it's stationary, right?
Right. Everything till now, all the cases in Maratona, I don't know. Sure, I have to think about it. I don't know. But everything till now was. The Bor was stationary. Tavis is making a new chiddush that you can have a Bor. This is a new radical taisis. We want to keep on reading because Tavis talks more about at the end. So I don't want to get bogged down in the beginning. But Tavis has a radical statement that the Bor moves, and it's still a Bor. So he says, why is it a Bor? Because you can learn aboard the Adif. Okay. Because it's Adif, Hezek, the day, me, Shahokam, Azik, and me, Bor, Shahokam, Azik, and Amad, Mikomo. Okay. So that was Tavis's initial assumption that we're only talking about Hezek moving. Now Tavis makes a change. The nearer to the Hezek, the Lacher, and the Fila, Nami, Matiari. We're talking about both. We're talking about the Hezek of when it moved, and also the Hezek of later. Who Potter Minashane, the reason why you Potter Minashane, if you didn't have notice, Kigon should know that a bite of Shemaflu, whereas Oshiyadu, Blo Yoklu, and Sako, Kokak Mehera. In other words, we're talking about a case where you didn't have time to remove it. So Tavis is having a thought that we're talking about only when it does hezek when it moves. I don't know how you fit that into the end. Matashorshing ain't dark or lay neck with a hezek. I don't know how Tavis is going to fit that in. It's Havamina. Like I made a mistake because I said that this is called. Apparently, that this is still not called Darko Leda for the Hasek. Okay.
Well, not like sure. Sure, Mamish is a completely different Darko of Darko Leda. No, sure, could I go literally anywhere?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, actually, there's like Dargos of Magila.
Apparently, you're right. I would have not thought that way, but apparently, you're right. So
why is this a chiddush that an animal holy chumazik is that it's better holy chumazik than like
it doesn't sound good, Aaron, because just think about it. The Mishnah makes a sada shava with Aish and Shor that they're darko lelech lahazik. right? So I'm saying that you're learning that there's two dargas within dark. I don't
know. We're doing that for a day of muscle despite doing the same thing, no?
Okay. But you gotta get this. Let me go further. You're arguing among yourselves. You're good friends. You can argue. Okay, now let's keep on reading the Tavis. So he should have picked that game. He should have had the feet of Gubanami Mari. We're talking about both. The Nazan's man, Lucas, but this story of Nazan Kamar. Okay, so we're talking about both. You know, we're talking about the Hezek that happened while it fell. And we're talking about the Hezek that happened after it fell. And in order to be Chayiv, you have to have enough time warning. Either you were warned before it fell, or you're warned after it fell that they gave you enough time to clean up. Says Taisvis, the Ashta is the Shaper. And the word Ashta to me is that's a very hard word. But Ashta means now, right? The Ashta is the Shaper. Now it's good. The Medominator board, Femi the H. In other words, Taisvis has a new problem. This he never asked before. Why, granted, you can make it into a board. Other than beforehand, he was bothered by a problem. It shouldn't be a board, which I don't know. I didn't understand the problem. Again, Shmir wants to give an answer, but apparently beforehand he was bothered. It's not a board. So his answer is you can make a kavah chaymer. It's adafmi board. But now he's bothered by, granted, it's adafmi board. You can learn out from board, but you can also learn out from aish. So why do you give it a din of a boar to find it as an H? The hasha is a shaper. To medominate a boar, it's very an age. Aval gav, the bishas, the fila, the shadamo, the age, motor boar. Because really, if you're bishas, the fila, if you'd only be questioned would be bishas, the fila, so then you could be medominate to both. Why could you be down the boat? Because it's equal to in both, it's equally not similar to both. To me, age chodek b'mash and koyach achamurabo. It's not diamond to age because it's missing koyach achamurabo. When we bore chodek b'mash and tchilas nas yosin nazik, and it's not similar to bore because it's not tchilas nas yosin nazik. So it's equally not similar to both. So therefore, we should have a toss-up which one to be medamit to. And one second, let me finish reading it. And a cock demos on the board, but mishum, the behezek the akar nefila, and it's mostly cloud age on the board. So what is David saying? In other words, there are two cases. There's a hezek that happens while it moves, and the hezek that happens after it fell. If there was only the hezek that happens while it moves, so then it would be unclear. It would be a suffix. We're going to be medamit because you could just as well, you can medamit to bor, you can be medamit to eish. It's not a perfect dimyan to bor because it's not tchilas asiyasin and ezek. It's not a perfect dimyan to eish because it's kaya. It's not kayach achem urabo. So mimele, you should have a suffix which way to go. And you should, and maybe, I don't know. But since there's another case, after it fell, it's definitely not an age because it's not Hodech Umazik. So it's only a boar. So since we give the din of it a boar after it fell, so Memeda, we give it a din boar before it fell also.
Why is this better than boar Muskal, where we say while it's going, it's an age, then it becomes a boar? We have no problem saying it's like an age, then a boar. Why?
Okay, let me hear some problems. Okay, good problem. I want to hear all the problems. I mean, what else is fair? Again, I'm not fair with this thesis.
I already read that raised the Hashta issue, which is, I mean, simply speaking, Tosis initially granted that you're going to be chayev once it falls. You just held that you're going to be chayev immediately. You're not
right. The word the Hashta sounds to me very, very, very fair. Because it's not, and maybe that's going to answer somehow your kasha, you know, because the Aaron, because the, it's not like Tavis and his Havamina didn't know that your Chayiv when it, after it fell, he didn't board. If anything, Tavis and his Havamina thought that your Chayiv even more Right? Tevez and his Hamina thought that the difference between Tevez, Hamina, and Maskana is seems that the Hamina thought that when it falls, you're always chayav because you should clean it up. And the Maskana, Tevez seems to be answering that there's a certain amount of time that he would have a p'tur, that he would be, you can't be mechayev me until you give me a valid, enough, a certain amount of time. But he definitely, it sounds like that's the only difference between the Hamina and Maskana. So the Hamina also knew that you're chayev after it fell, midin bor. So this answer of that, why is it called bor in that age? Because after it falls, you're chayev al bor, has nothing to do with anything that Taisa says. It's not hashta. It's not like Taivis is mechadesh, right? As if Taivis and the Hamina thought that after it fell, your potter. So then, okay, maybe that's, is that Pshat and Taisus? That Taivis and his Hamina thought that after you fell, your potter?
It's against what he said in the beginning. And he asked that you should be chayavless, you should be chayavless salka miyad, right?
Yeah.
He says, why are you?
Yeah, so the chayavless Taivis and his Hamina help. That after it fell, you're also chayiv. Unless Taivis and his Hamina held that you're potter after it fell. And that was he's trying. If you're going to tell me that you're chayiv, then you should be chayiv right away. But the must be, maybe pshat is, that Taivis and his Hamina held that after it fell, you're potter. Why would you be potter?
If not, then what's the switch?
We read Taisus. The simple reading of Taisus is that Taivis and his Hamina always knew that you're chayiv after it fell. But Taivis and his Hamina thought that you're chayiv even if we don't have to give you too much time. As soon as it falls, you're obligated to drop everything. You know, you get on a phone call, mister, your wall just fell. You can be in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you gotta stop Shmona Esrei. I don't know, maybe not Shmona, but you know, something, you know, drop everything and come running and fix the damage. And if you don't do that, you're chayiv. Taiv is in, and therefore Taiv is felt it could not fit in the lashon of the Mishnah that says that if you didn't have warning, you're potter. Taiv is answers in a switch that no, that the reason why you're potter the shane, either if you didn't know about it, or you didn't have enough time to be mesane called kach meyer. Taivis and his Hamina thought that you're obligated to know, and if you don't know, it's your fault. You know, you should have your spies telling you, and you can't say I didn't have time. You know, drop everything and go do it. You know, but Taivis' answer is mechadesh. So the simple reading in Taisus is fakir. Taivis and his Havamina knew for sure you're chayiv. And that's what Taivis seems to say, that you're definitely chayiv because he just thought that you're more chayiv. You're chayiv even if you didn't have warning. So then the hasha does not make sense. And as you say that Taivis Havamina thought that you're potter, that would be so radical. And that Taivis is mechayiv, but okay.
What forced that? There's nothing forced that. He clearly entertains the possibility of being chayiv in his Havamina.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that, oh, okay. So that's question number two. So question number two is we don't know what the Bahash is. What else is Shver and Taisus? Taisus says that without this Hashta, you would have a problem. Why is it a boar? You should make it an age. Why? Because it's demi'esh chalak b'mashen k'achar murabo. We boar chalak b'mashen t'kinas asiyasen and ezek. So Taivis says in each one, it's missing, it's different in one regard. Yeah, so what do you people have to say about that?
So if the Gemara knew that at that point, yeah, then the whole flow of the Gemara doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so I assume he means at the end of the Gemara.
He's talking in the Havamina. He's talking in
the Maskana never fell off, then I knew Bor. So he's probably going in the Maskana.
Whatever the host because of Tamu's Gemara.
What?
Why didn't he say it's Chalak Mibor also that it's Holis Hamazak?
Now you already said Adif Mibor.
No, because that's Adif Mibor.
So that's not what that is completely off the table?
Yeah. Wait a second. Didn't Tysus earlier on only could say, why isn't it not sure? And didn't we say, how come he didn't bring in Aish at that point?
I don't know. He didn't bring it. That was a different. Tysus before was discussing, why is it a board? Now he's discussing, make it an Aish rather than a board. And there's, before he was discussing, how could it be a board? Now he's saying,
isn't Ain Kol HaKa by Aish to make it other both of them?
What?
Wouldn't the Aish without a Kol HaKa be other from Aish with a Kol HaKa since it still has the Holy Chumazak?
Yes. So there's a very big problem here. Is that Tysus says, this sounds like, the easiest one to work on. I don't know whether is that Taifa says that me'esh chalek because it's not koyach achrim urabel, and me'bor chalek that it's not tchilas ha'siyos ha'nezek. So excuse me, that bor is chalek because it's not tchilas ha'siyos ha'nezek. That makes good sense. It's a kula. But the fact that you're not koyach achrim urabel is a chumra. Right, Taifus said clearly on that base and everywhere that koyach achrim urav is a kula, not a chumra.
And Rebbe Lishitasa would be good, right?
So, and Amai, you say, let me first answer the question. Amai, you say that as long as you're chalek, it makes no difference if you're chalek up or down, but you're still not in the type is old that you're still not considered. In other words, you have no right to make it a bore because it's chalik. It's chalik that it's better. I don't care. Chalik is better. Chalik, I mean, you have no right to make it aish. It's better. So what? It's still in the chalik. So then you have what the guy's at. So then he should have said it's not a bore because it's cholech umazik.
Is this
Aish
really better?
The fact that he leaves
out. That's not true. Bichlal of Bor, according to Tosfos, would be a Holech Umazik
Dikabor. No, the case of the Bor in the Torah is not Holech Umazik. David said that in order to learn this out of Bor, you need a Kabbalah, you need its other Bor.
It's still Bichlal
the case. It's not the case of the Bor of the Torah. So just like you say that this is not the case of the Aish of the Torah, because this has an advantage. And if you learn that Koyach Achrim Urabel is an advantage, Chumra. And Tavis is saying it's not an Aish because it has an advantage over Aish. It's more Chumra than Aish. So he should have spoken parallel. And he already said it before. He should have said, and it's not a Bor because it has a Chumra over Bor. Tavis already said this before, that this is more Chumra than a regular Bor. Because a regular boar is not Holech Umazik, and this is Holech Umazik, and then it's other. So why does Tavis drop it? And Tavis doesn't say that now, that's not Daimit to boar because it's Holech Umazik. Pashup Shad is because Chumras don't count, because Chumras are a Kalva Chimer. So you don't say you're not a boar because you have a Chumra. So then how can he say you're not an Aish because you don't have Koyach Achrim Urabel? Koyach Achrim Urabel is a kula, not a chumra. So if you don't have Koyach Achrim Urabel, you have a chumra.
Wouldn't the Koyach Achrim Urabel make the Ish more deadly and more holy chumazak? If you added a Koyach Achrim to this,
you people are saying that Koyach Achrim Urabel makes it that it can travel far distances.
And also it hit harder than just the stomach could just go plunk or
the same thing. You have to say, the same thing you have to say at the end of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Mala Shor Shekain Darko Leda Chola Hazik. Right? It's a Shitasa, which is right. Now the Tzavis and his Havamina thought they were only talking about it at Shas when it fell. So the hezek occurred with the moving. So how can David say you can't learn this out from Shur, because Shur is dark oledech lahazek. This is also dark oledech lahazek. It's dark lahazek when it's falling. And it did do the hezek when it's falling. So the guys said that the answer has to be that a Shur is dark oledech lahazek within you know, all over the world, you know, everywhere. Well, this is only Darko Leder Cholahazik 5 feet. So there's a difference between Darko Leder Cholahazik 5 feet and Darko Leder Cholahazik. So when he says Tayakhamurabo, so you're saying that's similar.
You have the
Kolachamurabo. You know, they're just using different words to say the same svara. That
maybe you can't use the word Darko Leder Cholahazik, but maybe it's not good grammar. Are you allowed to use the words Darko Leder Cholahazik on Ish? Like it's not me
Daiko. Say that on Ish. And the Mishnah said, "Dark on the Hazik." Now the Mishnah says,
"Dark on Leila for Hazik."
Yeah, Mishnah says, "Dark on Leila for Hazik by age." So you're saying, with the, no funny, Tavis should have said, according to you people, which maybe you're right, but Tavis should have said, in other words, the question we're at bothered by is. Is Koyach Acher Murabo here a Chumra or a Kula?
So Koyach Acher Murabo considered a Kula relative to my actions. But over here, there's nothing.
What?
Over here, there's nothing. By the Kosel, there is no Koyach Acher, but there's no my actions either. So it's all, again, relative. Koyach Acher Murabo, whether it's Chumra or a Kula.
No, excuse me, because here is your actions. You built the Kosel. You built the kaisel. Now the kaisel that you built is doing hezek. Now the koyach achamurabo pashas is a kula because listen, it wasn't me. Don't blame me. Blame the wind. But here there's no one else to blame. There's no one else to blame but you. No one else to blame. No one else did anything. You can't blame the wind. It was all you. It was no one else.
And what if we say that
pashas koyach achamurabo is a chumra? Now the only and the problem. So let's just say over the problem. I want to say the problem, Clark. Okay, please let me say the problem. Tavis says that it's not doimed to bor because it's not tchias elsin nezik. It's not doimed to eish because it's koyach acher. It's not koyach acher murabo. So we want to know this koyach acher murabo is that a kula or a chumra in our case. If it's a pashtus, it's a chumra. That there's a normal fire, I can blame the wind. I say, Mr. Wind did it. What do you want from me? It wasn't me, it was the wind. Complain to the Tsar Ruchas, but to the Malach in charge of the Ruchas. But over here, there's no wind, it just fell. So it's a chumra. Problem with that is that first of all, how can Tavis is comparing like apples to oranges? And by boar, he mentions a kula. That this isn't diamond a boar because that's a kula, that's not tzchidas asiyos and nezik. It's not the same. Edamai, you say, Tavis in his mind thinks they are the same. So then why did he have to say that it's missing the chumra, the chumra of tchias yasin nezek, he could have said it's missing that it's honech umazek by boar, or he could have had two. So that's funny. Enamai, you tell me that taivis here means that it's a kula, and it's not kakamurabo. But how is it a kula? Well, why is kakamurabo? We know taivis said on that base that kakamurabo is a kula, not a chumra. So the guy want to say, because it also, it's a chumra because it helps you move a large distance. So that's called Darko Leder Cholahazik. So why is Tavis use this strange words? That's not what, in other words, Tavis is using the words Koyach Acher Murabo. Koyach Acher Murabo on Daf Beis was a kula, which is not Koyach Acher, is a chumra. You want to say that it's not Darko Leder Cholahazik, use the words of the Gemara, use the words of the Mishnah. Don't use the words koyach achamur, not koyach achamuraba. Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Gwant, I cut you off.
Rebbe, just
That's okay.
All right.
But Rebbe, just to point out, according to Rebbe's shot that he said originally,
It's a pleasure to be able to cut off a doctor, because I had spent yesterday, I had to wait like 3 hours for a doctor, you know? So I get to... you know, the famous Rashiva story of Dali with the doctor? I got to bump it for a second. The Rashiva had a story that when Rav David first came to Salbaka, he had a roommate or something who was sick. And they called the doctor. And Rav David, as a Baal Chesed, you know, he was trying to help the doctor, whatever he needs. You need some hot water, you need this. He was running. So after he finished, so the altar called Rav David in and he screamed at him. He says, Avada, you're supposed to help the doctor. You have to help the doctor. But I saw the way you were helping him. You had too much Yiras HaKavod. Says, you are more chashuv than the doctor. You're a Ben Taira. But you're too much. You know, of course you can help a, even if you are more chashuv than the doctor, you gotta help the doctor. But you were doing it with such a Yira. In Europe, the doctor was like the most important person in the whole city because he wasn't so educated. So the doctor was the educated person. He says, you had too much Yiras HaKavod. Anyway, so yes, he had too much Yiras HaKavod for the doctor. He kept me waiting for like 3 hours. And then I had to be, you know, so, okay. So I get my...
I had a patient today I was seeing virtually at a certain time. And I ran late. He's a psychiatrist. And by the time I was ready to see him, he was seeing his next patient. So I had to wait.
Okay. I wouldn't do that. I didn't do that to my doctor. I waited patiently for like 3 hours. It was also by phone, by Zoom.
Rebbe?
Waited and waited.
Rebbe, if the theory is Mahalik on Monday, Lahore, this is not a problem. Because
why not?
Because Koach Acher was used as a term of a Chumrah. I mean, it was used as a Chumrah of Eish. It's a King Koach Acher Me'urabo. Right, at that stage in the Gemara.
Oh, I mean, on the last Amid.
Correct.
The Gemara and the last Amid used Koach Acher Me'urav, but that's where it didn't move at all. Now, that's in comparison to something that's not moving at all, but this is a whole different thing. This is that it
but
does
the term you're
right. It's definitely not a little better, but still we're asking that Tavis should have used the same lashon of the Mishnah, the dark related with Isaac, ain't dark related with Isaac.
No, because there is much more simple. The standard board, as far as the Mishnah's implication, you are right. There may be broader implications we see from our Gemara here, but as far as like the Mishnah itself, we never of dark related with Isaac. It goes far. Like that was never a point that was made. You don't see that point from the Mishnah. I mean, we might see that Gemara in by Shore is interpreting it that way. I see the Madura Basra points that out, like Aaron Hertzberg. But saying, but before that, and saying that the
Madura Basra, I got him to get this. The Madura Basra says what?
The Madura Basra makes that step that Darko Lelech Lahazik goes distant. He seems to make that step.
Right, he's bothered that what was type, how to type. He was bothered that why is this called that Darko Lelech Lahazik?
I think I have to look at it again. I looked at it very quickly, but I think
okay.
So. There's also a kick in the Yona. Once I'm throwing the key, there's also a kick in the Yona on the Hashda Asi Shopper.
Yeah, there's a kick in the Yona on that?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. I don't have this farm, unfortunately. safer.
Okay.
Doesn't Koach Acher also add an element that makes you more dangerous? Like, we see, like, even by Eish, it's such a thing as, like, Libo HaRuach. It's not just about Holich. It also makes it a bigger fire, too. If you add cloth, it makes it here, it could make the stone whack you a lot harder.
Type is on that base, it's not like you. Type is on that base, says that Koach Acher is not a chumrah.
But we know there's such a thing, even in the Mishnah, the Libo HaRuach. Ruach makes a little nothing fire into a big fire.
But you can't argue with type is on that base.
What if you understood that
if you add Koach Acher, it makes it more dangerous? Like
that's not like you. What do you want to make?
So it disagrees with the
gist? I don't know, but the type is that Koach Acher is not a chumrah.
That depends on the mazikim, but compared to the same thing in its own case, if it's an upgrade on the same case, then why not?
I don't know.
The rascal over here is saying...
Can be a chumrah klapi shor, and that's the bottom.
Why don't we get some bikis? But the Rashba?
Akva over here is saying, yeah, it seems to be that he has the same question. Yeah. It sounds like he's saying that this has nothing. It's not him, and it's not Koach Acher.
First of all, the Rajba is not a fair question, bring around, because the Rajba argued with Tysus. The Rajba is the one on that base. The Rajba is the one that argued, is a bar plukta of Tysus that says Koach Acher is a Chumrah.
That Bekius I do not have.
That's not on that base. That's on that Gimel. The Rajba is on that Gimel. Where the Tyfus, we definitely, Tyfus was definitely quoting that Gimel. You know, we weren't sure if he was quoting that Vav, but he was definitely quoting that Gimel. And he said, when the Gemara on that Gimel said, Koach Acher, it's a Kula. The Rajba on that Gimel Mabay said it's a Chumra. So it's not a, you know, so the Rajba seemed to say the reason why Koach Acher is a Chumra is because it makes the Hezek do Miyad.
My point is that over here, he's saying the idea that there is such a thing as me'atzman b'loy koyach acher. That over here, the wall, there is nothing there. It's not him, and it's not koyach acher.
No, I don't know if it's not him. He built the wall. And that's made it me'atzman, so he's the wall. He made the wall.
But then it wasn't the hezek. Then it wasn't the mazik yet.
Okay, but then that's missing the not hitting the nail on the head. That's not to say that that's what Tysus meant. It's very hard.
Rebbe, along the lines with what I think what Sandy's saying, we were understanding that the possibility that Koach Acher is a kula lagabi shor, but a chumra lagabi bor. So if we understand that light, so in this case, this thing, it doesn't have the chai aspect of shor, and it's not moving. So that could be that as far as that goes.
It does move.
No, but I'm saying it doesn't have Koach Acher. So therefore, Koach Acher in that case would be a Chumrah.
Why is Koach Acher a Chumrah? This is moving and the Eish is moving. So they're both moving. So why is Koach Acher a Chumrah?
Because the whole point is Koach Acher is only a Kula Lagabe Shor being a Chai. But otherwise, it's a Chumrah.
Why is it a chumrah?
Because somehow or another, the wind blows, it makes it more dangerous or something like that.
Okay, so you're saying because it moves further.
Yeah, maybe it moves further. Maybe it's moved further.
So
but I don't know.
We're saying that he should have used the language. You shouldn't call that kayak. Titus on that bay says kayak acher is called the kula. You should use a language that it's not dark or land or go to hazing. Okay, you see, that's what he meant.
Just to point also, according to Rebbe, he never said Koach Acher is not a chumrah. Is not a chumrah. He said Koach Acher ve'ein holech ledaito is a.
Oh, you're getting me back. Okay. Anyway, so that, I think we're gonna stop here. So.